I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We start our show today with the price of oil and cauliflower, as in how oil prices are affecting the cost of that vegetable. And if you're a parent and trying to get your kids to eat more vegetables, this is not a good news story. One head of cauliflower now costs more than $8 in Canada. That's $8 Canadian, or about $5.60 U.S. Ian Austin covers Canada for the New York Times. I asked him to explain what cauliflower economics are all about north of the border, and he told me it has a lot to do with Canada's number one export, oil, and how oil prices affect the value of a nation's currency.
As oil prices go, so does the Canadian dollar, and that's been a really dramatic decline since October. 2 years ago today, the Canadian and American dollars were, you know, roughly the same, roughly at parity. Right now, you're taking a 30% hit on the Canadian dollar. So the net effect of all that is, when you combine it with the drought and now flooding problems in California, there's a shortage of cauliflowers, so they're expensive to begin with. You add 30% currency differential on them, and all of a sudden you have the $8 Canadian cauliflower.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of a weird metric to use cauliflower. How important is it to the Canadian diet?
Well, I don't think the cauliflower crisis is so much reflects the importance of cauliflower. It's just that when people were going into stores and seeing them at $8, I mean, you know, Canadian incomes, if you exclude the exchange, are about the same. Prices were about the same as in the United States. It's pretty shocking. I'm not talking about grocery stores in, you know, high-end neighborhoods in Montreal or Toronto, just like every grocery store, small suburban ones, downtown ones, any of them. And not just cauliflower. It's the most extreme, but all vegetables, broccoli, all fresh vegetables that have to be imported in the winter, Canadian winter from the States, have gone up dramatically.
Right. So oil price drops, value of the Canadian dollar goes down, and the cost of vegetables goes up. I guess cauliflower, other vegetables, are now a splurge for Canadians. Is it indeed the same thing for other vegetables?
Well, I mean, of course, it isn't for things like root vegetables. So I think there is a renewed interest in turnips, rutabagas, and carrots in Canada that perhaps there wasn't before. But and of course, there's always the option of frozen vegetables, which people are reluctantly or otherwise going towards. And increasingly, Canadian grocers are scrambling around to try and, bring in stuff from places we don't normally see produce. My local grocery store now has a lot of things from North Africa, Spain, and South Africa.
So these are all little bits that we can see more of potentially because of the drop in the price of oil?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's quite a dramatic shock to the country's currency. Now, so far, the Bank of Canada said yesterday that the overall inflationary effect of the increased food prices has been offset by the drop in oil prices. I mean, people pay less for gas, people pay less to heat their homes, which is a critical thing in the winter. But there is a point where it's going to cross, and it's going to start creeping into other products. I've seen a $10 box of Cheerios. As spring merchandise comes into stores, well, a lot of that's imported, and regardless of where it comes from, Canadian merchants pay in U.S. dollars for them. So, we've already seen in the Apple store a year and a half ago, an iPad mini cost kind of the same. Now it costs $90 Canadian more if you just compare the two prices. And Apple's actually absorbing some of the exchange rate difference at that.
Ian Austin there. He covers Canada for the New York Times. Cauliflower is a serviceable gauge of oil prices in the near term, but thinking further off about the future of oil is quite another proposition. Leonardo Maugeri is an oil and gas expert, former head of the Italian oil and gas company Eni, and in a 2012 report for Harvard, he predicted a collapse in oil prices like the one we're seeing now. So, Leonardo, what did you see in 2012 that the rest of the world did not?
I saw a huge growth of production capacity in the world, which was taking place because of a super cycle of investments. And so I say, look, if you look at what's happening now, these investments that have been made in the last few years will produce no production in the next years. I mean, from 2015 on. And so we will have a great and immense growth of production that for sure will determine a collapse of oil prices.
The investments were basically about looking for new sources of oil, was that it?
On the one hand, on new sources of oil, and on the other hand, on the redeveloping mature oil fields in many parts of the world, because there is something that people who are not familiar with the oil industry don't know, that usually on average in the world, we can extract around 35% on average of oil from the existing fields. But if you use more advanced technologies, you may extract also more than 50%. Look, for example, at the case of Iraq. All the new production from Iraq comes from old, mature oil fields redeveloped with new technologies. So they are not new oil fields. And this is happening in Russia, for example, and in many other parts of the world.
If the price of oil stays low, are there any oil companies that are at risk of collapsing?
No, maybe just small and medium-sized oil companies operating in the United States, in the North Sea. Periods like this, the bigger companies eat up the smaller companies. So I think there will be a reshaping of the oil industry.
Now, Saudi Arabia is not willing to cut production to bring the price of oil back up. Why is that?
There is a simple reason by the Saudis. They say, now everyone looks at Saudi Arabia to cut production, but Saudi Arabia say, why I should be the one, the only one to cut production while all the other countries in the world are producing at full throttle, the United States, Russia, Iraq, Iran, and whatever. Look, do you think the United States are eager to cut their production in order to sustain the price? No, because, for example, the U.S. government cannot decide something like this, or the Russian government cannot decide something like this. It's really difficult to have a voluntary cut of production by other countries in the world other than Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is simply not ready to make such a cut as a gift to all the other countries in the world.
You know, it seems like low oil prices would be a benefit to the economy because consumers have more money to spend, transport and freight costs go down as oil goes down. But as we heard a few minutes ago, with the price of cauliflower in Canada, that's not always the case. Why is that?
You know, the United States are an exception to the world because there is a direct correlation between the price of crude oil and the price of gasoline. While, for example, in Europe, or in other countries in the world, including Canada, taxes on oil products are very high. So the consumers doesn't benefit fully of the plunge of oil prices.
So, Leonardo, you predicted this current glut and a trough of prices in 2012. Are you able to predict now how long it's going to last?
I have no crystal ball, of course, but my view is that unless the price of oil dips below $25 per barrel, and not just for one day, but for at least 1 or 2 months, I think that at that point there could be a reaction, a concerted reaction by producers. But otherwise, 2016 will still be a year of very low prices. Maybe an inflection point for the prices may arrive in 2017.
Leonardo Malgiuri, a senior fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. He's also a former oil executive and predicted the current oil price slump in 2012. Leonardo, thank you.
Thank you.